The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Biloxi Shuckers baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from AT&T Field in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where the Biloxi Shuckers at 19-18 on the season get set to take on the Chattanooga Lookouts, who come in today winners of each and every one of the first four games in this series to get back to 500 and 18-18 on the 2023 season. Jeff Blake with you throughout the night as we get you set for a 7:15 scheduled first pitch time. Might be delayed by a couple of minutes. They're still working on the field here in Chattanooga. They took the tarp off about 35 minutes ago. It rained hard all throughout the day. Thankfully, it let up about 45 minutes ago, allowed the grounds crew to take the tarp off the field here in Chattanooga and get us set and put on schedule for a 7:15 p.m. Central Time, 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time first pitch, 6:15 p.m. Central in Game 5 of this six-game set. We mentioned it just a moment ago. The Lookouts have won each and every one of the first four games in this series. The Shuckers come in having lost six in a row. Their season high for a losing streak, as they've dropped from 19-12 to 19-18 on the season, just one game above 500. Lookouts have done it with real good pitching. They've allowed just 10 runs against the Shuckers all series, and last night it was a 6-4 win for the Lookouts. And the way this series has gone is the Lookouts have scored a majority of their runs in the first couple of innings against starting pitchers. Then the Shuckers bullpen becomes dominant, but those early runs, and with how well Chattanooga has pitched, they're averaging giving up just 2.5 runs per game. Then that gives the Lookouts a chance to win each of the first four games of the series. That's what happened yesterday. The Lookouts got a run in the first inning on a solo shot from Wilby Marte, then put four on the board in the second, including Marte's second home run of the game, this time a two-run shot. Then they'd score one more in the third inning on a single from Daniel Valiente to make it at that point 6-1. The Shuckers bullpen, which has been dominant all year long, went the rest of the way. Zach Vinaro, Harold Chirino, Robbie Baker combined for five shutout innings. They gave up just one hit, and Robbie Baker retired six batters and struck out five of those six outs to finish out the game for Biloxi. But Stevie Branch would come in and hand the Shuckers their third straight loss by two runs. The Shuckers come in today with a lot of bad luck this year. They come in 5-13 in games decided by two or less, hoping to get the offense rolling today with Connor Phillips on the hill for the Lookouts against the righty Christian Mejias, who makes his sixth start of the season for Biloxi. But speaking of a bullpen, we talked to Cam Robinson, a guy who's been part of this Biloxi bullpen for each of the past years, including some terrific play this year with 12 strikeouts through his first couple appearances after being transferred from AAA Nashville. He joins us for a pregame interview after this. We're looking at a 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time first pitch here at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. The sun's starting to peek out just a little bit. We can see some blue sky in the distance as we'll roll on with the pregame show after this.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from AT&T Field in Chattanooga as the Shuckers get set to take on the Chattanooga Lookouts. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by reliever Cam Robinson, who's been part of a bullpen that's been just terrific this year. Cam, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Happy to be here.
You've missed a lot of barrels since being back in Biloxi. A couple strikeouts on Wednesday. How fun has it been to be able to carve guys up here early on?
It's always fun to be a part of, like, a young core, like, group of guys that bring the energy every day, and missing the bats, you know, it's just something you always want to do when you're on the mound. It's just a plus when you got great people behind you.
What's it been like being out in the bullpen? Because it's a young group, but you guys are dominating in the Southern League, and ERAs get closer and closer to starting with a two.
The bullpen, we just, you know, kind of have our just a little bit of fun out there. We're kind of tucked away over here, so sit down, watch the game, and just chit chat, find random things to talk about.
What's it like here in Chattanooga where the bullpens are out of play compared to Biloxi, where you got to have your head in a swivel in case a heat-seeking missile comes down the line at you?
Here, it can get a little tough sometimes. You can't really see the whole field, but I will say it is nice to just be tucked away in your own little corner and just get to focus on pitching.
One of the big things in your repertoire is the curveball. Baseball America's touted it as the best curveball in the organization in back-to-back years. What makes that pitch so special for you?
I feel like it's the confidence to throw it whenever, and also just the arm slot that it, or angle even, that it comes in at. It's just a straight over the top, and it comes straight down. It has pretty much high spin, so it looks like a fastball, and it just ducks under bats.
What was the development of that pitch for you?
I want to say it was around 13, just learning how to throw it, and the pitching coach I had at the time, he told me to pull the blinds down as hard as I can and throw the curveball as hard as I can, and just kind of stuck.
What's it also like being a reliever? Because we talked to Nick Bennett, who moved into a relief role this year, and he talked a lot about being a reliever, you can only have to rely on two pitches, and you can throw one pitch a majority of the time because guys are only going to be seeing it once. For someone like you who started out your career as a starter and has moved to a reliever, how much does it help you to be able to throw that curveball to everyone and not have to worry about setting up at bats later in games?
I think as a reliever, it is easier in a way because you don't have to set guys up per se. You could just kind of go out there and throw the kitchen sink, as people say, at them.
There you go. Another thing this offseason, you were added to the Brewers 40-man roster. How special of a moment is that for you to be added to the 40-man roster?
Being added to the 40-man is huge. It's great confidence boost because you find out that the org thinks so highly of you and that you can help the big league club at some point win games and possibly, you know, win a World Series at some point.
What was that confidence boost like for you walking into spring training this year, being a guy in the 40-man?
It was different, honestly. You get put in the same room as the big names, you know, the Yellies of the world, and it's tough, you know. It's eye-opening. Like, you get to see how they work, you know, the Corbin Burns of the world, the D-Wills. You get to see how they all work and how they go about their stuff day to day.
What was it like throwing bullpens alongside Devin Williams, Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, and you're looking around and it's Cy Young Award winners, National League Reliever of the Years, and then you're throwing to guys like Christian Yelich?
Mm-hmm. It was sick. My first pin, actually, Pete Strzelecki and Devin Williams were standing behind it. and I threw my first fastball, and they asked me, hey, is that a slider? And I was like, nah, it's my fastball. So I didn't know how to take it, as the cutter's cutting a lot, or is it slow today? But it's fun because they give you that little extra boost every day.
What was it like learning from those guys in spring training and just being around that environment?
It's a lot of like mental confidence things. Like you see how they carry themselves day to day, and it's just an extreme level of confidence no matter who's up there or who's at the plate. You know, you just got to think you're better than them. Tell yourself you're better than them, because if you don't, then you're not going to believe you are.
You're in your sixth year as a pro, but you were drafted at 17. You're still a young guy, but what was it like being drafted at 17 and looking back on it 6 years later at how the pro career has grown?
For me, I would say the beginning of it, I didn't know much professional baseball like background at all. So it was tougher for me, kind of being really childish and not understanding the professional aspect of the game. And as the years have piled up, you start to realize how things are supposed to be done and carry yourself a different way about things.
What would Cam in 2023 tell the Cam who was just drafted back at 17 years old, the biggest piece of advice for the next 6 years of the pro career?
Stay quiet and try to learn from everyone and make sure you take notes on what people are saying.
Well, there you go. Another thing for you was the 2020 canceled season. You used it to springboard your entire career. What was it like to use that canceled 2020 season as the springboard to becoming a guy in the 40-man roster?
The 2020 season, it was huge for me because it showed me that this job isn't given to anyone. It's earned, and don't take advantage of it, because at that time, I just thought of it as being in Arizona as almost a summer ball. Nothing more to it. And then once you get it taken away and you're just at home for an extended period of time, you realize, all right, this is something I enjoy, I want to do. So you start working harder towards it. So that COVID year definitely got me motivated more to be a better pitcher.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch you this year, and the bullpen's been a lot of fun too. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Hey, no problem.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts in a few minutes.
Big thank you to Cam Robinson for joining the program as our pregame interview today before the Shuckers get set against the Chattanooga Lookouts in Game 5 of a six-game series. The Shuckers come in at 19-18, while the Lookouts sit at an even 500 after they lost 5 in a row last week to the Mississippi Braves. They've won 4 straight and sit at 18-18. The good news is we're still looking at playing 9 innings of baseball tonight. The bad news is first pitch will not happen at 3 minutes at 7:15. It will instead, first pitch is scheduled to be at right around 7:50 Eastern time, 6:50 Central. First pitch here in Game 5 of the 6-game set. Connor Phillips is set to go for the Lookouts, while Christian Mejias is set to go for the Shuckers. What we'll do is we'll run you through the lineups for each side. We'll send you back to regularly scheduled programming here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, and then we'll join you back at around 7:45 Eastern Time, 6:45 Central, to get you set for first pitch here in Chattanooga. The Shuckers have Tyler Black back in the order, and Black is at the top of the order, which is a bump up from his usual 3 spot in the order. It's the first time he's batted in the leadoff spot this year. Jackson Churio bats second. That's his usual spot, makes his 32nd start in the 2-hole. Freddie Zamora bats behind him. Noah Campbell bats fourth, and it's Tristan Lutz, Xavier Warren, Wes Clark, Felix Valerio, and Jason Lopez, who gets his 3rd start behind the plate this year. On the other side of things for Chattanooga, Noel V. Marte leads things off. He's had a big series, 3 homers in his last 2 games. Jacob Hurtubise bats second. Quincy McAfee bats in the 3 spot. He's also had a good series, 4-for-12 with 2 extra base hits. Reese Hines bats fourth, and it's Nick Northcutt, Nick Quintana, Ivan Johnson, Eric Yang, and Ashton Creel to round out the order for Chattanooga. We'll face the righty Christian Mejias, who makes his 8th appearance and 6th start of the year, while Connor Phillips goes for Chattanooga, makes his 8th start of the season, 0-2 with a 4.02 ERA. So what we're going to do, we're going to send you back to regularly scheduled programming here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We'll join you back in about 30 minutes, 7:45 Eastern Time, 6:45 Central here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. And we'll get you set for first pitch, which is right now scheduled for 7:50 p.m. Eastern, 6:50 p.m. Central here in Chattanooga as they're working to get the field ready. They yanked off the tarp just about 45 minutes ago or so, and we'll get to set for first pitch here in Chattanooga. So make sure to join us back on the radio dial, 7:45 p.m. Eastern, 6:45 Central before first pitch at 6:50 Central Time and 7:50 locally here at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame interview. We'll talk to you in 30 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruise and WGCM. Let's go! bump shabomp. We did. Cruise and WGCM.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
And WGCM, baby.
Do 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 ba 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 bo do ba she down down. Do ba 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 bo do ba she down down. Do ba 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 bo do ba she down down. Do ba 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 bo do ba she down. I'm living right next door to where the angel and I just found out today. I'm living right next door to where the angel. Only lives a house away. She used to be such a skinny little girl, but all of a sudden she's out of this world. I'm living right next door to where an angel, and I'm gonna make that angel mine. Since I saw her this morning, I'm on a cloud number nine. Found a garden of Eden. Believe that this is the girl next door, a funny little no more.